Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
And 11. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. And the topic of the show is we feel the peace. And the scripture that we will come from is 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. And it reads, verse 10, "For he that will love life and see good days, let him restrain his tongue from what is bad and his lips. Let him turn away from what is bad and do what is good. And let him seek peace and pursue it." There are two ways to be fooled in life. One is to believe what isn't true. The other is to refuse to accept what is true. See, a real man can ask for an opportunity to make it right. Now, let's save 1,000 by teaching one how to love himself. So the cycle of generation curse could be cured with knowledge of self. You know, I love successful stories. The achievements doesn't last as long as the road one took to get there. So that is good. You are able to reflect on your moments with such gratitude. See, the driving force behind corruption, greed, and self-interest in human governments like both the will and concern to implement this type of educational program. Don't use your imperfection as an excuse to practice sin. You seem to notice only your weakness. See, most youth struggle with uncertainties about their appearance and their ability as well as how they measure up to others. Now, do you fall into that category? If so, you have plenty of company. Even the thought that someone cares can lift your spirit. Make sure your friends bring out the real you, not a person that created just to fit in. See, realness will be rewarded. Yes? Bounce back from your mistakes. Sometimes low self-esteem results when we compare your weakness to other persons' strength. Now, if you trip over a hurdle, it could be that you're trying to quit smoking or drinking as much. And, you know, and many do fail. Many do stumble. Now, while trying to give up smoking or drinking, your situation is not hopeless. Simply get up and press on. See, falling down does not spell failure. Stand down is failure. So keep trying. Eventually, you will succeed. See, fears weakens in time and loses force. So avoid defeated thinking. Begin to disrupt any habit exceeding all expectations. See the impossible. It will become reality. But you must be able to adjust mentally and emotionally. And say to yourself, I have found true meaning in life. People who are honest may suffer the most. Acknowledge the effort to eliminate the corruption of the heart. See, it starts at the top in the mind, where you must see the danger of wrong desire. Only then you will feel the peace in the unstable place. I like to watch successful stories, and I ran across this video. In the title of the video, it says, "Why Daddy Lies." This video come on with this man and little girl walking in the park. She gave him an essay, which he wrote and won first place for writing this essay. The essay started out, "Daddy is the sweetest dad in the world." The man looked down at his daughter with a smile. She looked up at him with love in her eyes. Also, the essay say, "Daddy is the most handsome and the smartest and the most clever, kindest." She say, "He is my Superman. Daddy want me to do well at school. Daddy just great." At that point in the video, it flashes to different parts of the video of all the things that her and her father are doing together. Now, it's what's come after Daddy is great. And it says, "But he lies, pain in his heart." The essay say, "He lies about having a job. He lies about having money." And this video show how the man is doing all the jobs people don't want. As this video flashes to this little girl writing this essay, the part that touched me the most was when she said, "He lies. He not tired and not hungry. He lies about we have everything, also about his happiness." The essay is ending with, "He lies because of me." The man is standing and just crying a river of tears. The little girl is standing and holding her head down, knowing her father had reached that part of the essay. She walked up to her father with her head down. Don't know what to expect from her father. The only thing both of them could do is hug each other. A child's future is worth every sacrifice. Forgiving freely don't just mean forgiving the next person. It also means forgiving yourself. Until you take a journey to self-reflection, it is almost impossible to grow or learn. You must grow from struggling to searching. See, if they're hurt, just won't go away. Although you can't change what happened, you can change your reaction to what happened. And drinking from the cup of bitterness and hate, you can never be satisfied until you eliminate hostility. See, your spirit cannot show you the way until you are clear about the direction you want to travel. Self-deception. Self-deception. Wallowing in it too long, you lose sight of your right to dream. Dreams aspire to the goals that you created for yourself. You must grow from fear to faith. To stop the conflict over control and power over the mind, the ability to successfully position the mind as a key. Excuse me. Self-acceptance. You must be devoted to transforming to self-love. Identifying the weakness. If you don't get any God word and take it to the heart, you will go blind to people's cry for help or become cold-hearted to others. You must have love to be able to see life as a gift instead of a curse. See, self-doubts is anger that multiplies to self-hatred. The ingredients is resentment, arrogance, disobedience, jealousy, meanness. You must identify the strength so you can take passion to the next level. You must imprison anything that contradicts your potential. See, unpleasant experiences is unable to measure up to love, a false friend. We all have them. Also, a bad habit could be a false friend and a vicious one. You had a friend or drugs or alcohol you met in your youth. He made you feel more mature and seems to help you fit in with your peers. When you were stressed, you could always turn to him for some relief. Indeed, you have come to depend on him in many situations. See, but in time, you discovered his dark side. He demands to be with you all the time, even if this makes you feel unwelcome in some places. And while he may have made you feel more mature, he did so at the cost of your health. And to top it off, he has stolen a part of your wages. See, in recent times, you have tried to break off this relationship, but he has not let you. He has not let you. In a way, he has become your master. You regret ever having known him. I read this story about a man named Frank, also decided to quit smoking in order to please God. But a day or so after he had his last cigarette, he found himself crawling under his house looking for an old cigarette butt that had fallen between the floorboard. "That clinched it," said Frank, "finding myself on my hands and knees and stretching through the dirt for old butts. Disgust me. I never had another smoke." What has you on your hands and knees and stretching through the dirt? It is time to get disgusted with yourself over whatever it may be. It could be drugs or alcohol or a relationship you're in or some old hurting feeling somebody calls you. You know, unattach your disappointment from your mind. Give others the same benefit of the doubt that you give to yourself. Are those not the things you need to feel loved? See, love does not give up. You are the one that God is depending on you to express godness on the face of this earth. You know, do what you can and don't hold any grudges for anything that happened in your past as you was growing up. See, learn how to let go of things in your life so you can manifest all the greatness you haven't yet discovered about yourself. The mind is a vicious cycle. Disappointment and pain allow fear to destroy your love. See, one reason is because we allow other people's pain to become our life, and we accept the responsibility to live up to their weakness. You can't be two people at the same time. So you manifest their weakness as a strength only to prove how desperately you are misguided. Isn't it amazing that we go through so many dark places to find the light we've always had? Stop trying to run away from yourself, because you cannot. You must monitor your inner conversation that you have with yourself. Starting point to take back your control is to put back the love what somebody took out of you. And how you begin is by creating a relationship with your God and forgive whoever was not understanding of your kind heart. Obviously, we jeopardize our greatness because we are afraid to step into our dreams and take on the voices we hear in our head. People saying, "You can't do it. You're not good enough. You don't belong here." Until you break up with doubts, it is there that you will see and know the truth. Until you can see yourself, everything you see in the outward world as an inner me. See, there is a cause which you live to fulfill. And until we focus, we can always be fooled by the appearance. See, if you behave yourself into a situation, you must behave yourself out of that situation, taking the most pleasant memories of it into the next experience. See, when you are appreciative, you get more to appreciate. Stop connecting to the blame game, because self-love have no place in your life. So now you make an excuse with rage, frustration, meanness, emptiness. See, once you find your purpose, you stop the pain. Forgiveness is the starting point of self-love. You can take your walk of faith to the height of your greatest potential. So many people choose weakness to get out of a task that God has for us. See, until you fix your clock in life, you will not be able to press past to the next level. Now, do what you can and don't hold any grudges for anything that happened in your past as you was growing up. Now, learn how to let go of things in your life so that you can manifest all the greatness you haven't yet discovered about yourself. I just want you to know that I walk this path with you, not as a leader, but as a companion and a friend. Once you see yourself, you must be willing to allow others to see you exactly as you are. You must be able to stand before another person without fear, without excuses, and with all defenses down. See, when your dark hour is upon you, there's a light switch inside of you that you must learn how to turn it on. See, you must give without taking, acknowledging, blaming, and not accepting your share of the responsibility. See, when things seem too hard to go another inch, now, you should see all the faces and hear all the people saying, "I knew she or he wasn't going to be anybody." See, at that point, something needs to happen to your mind. It should refuse to see and hear anything, but I can do it. You know, say to yourself, "I have a place and I belong here with everybody else." See, if you feel that I'm trying hard to do what is right, but it's difficult when I feel that I'm being criticized all the time. See, you need to show yourself more freedom from someone else modifying your expectations. Now, and grant yourself the time to acknowledge how you feel about your insight about life. Stop letting life fears unjustify your dreams. You don't always get what you wish for, but you always get what you work for. Reaching your goals. If it's important to you, you will find a way. If not, you will find an excuse. See, if you refuse not to move out the way of life problems and face them head on, only then you will become unsatisfied, letting limitation have its way with your decisions. See, real peace has eluded us to think realistic, because every face of life is literally with broken promises. Sometimes in life, our misery becomes our mission, and some people's fantasy become their reality. Love can free you from needless fears. See, countless people are slow to their responsibilities to try to readjust and become kind to one another. Now, do you pray about such love? Become kind suggests that at least to a certain degree, we may need to improve our first impression of love and authority. See, a shining light may reveal a danger or an obstacle on your pathway, but it does not remove it. We must act wisely on what we see all the time. Of course, we all make mistakes. When that occurs, if you declare a war with yourself over this issue, you are in for a strenuous battle, a battle that you are almost certain to lose. See, bad association with life have many regrets, whether you like it or not. So we ask God to take our pain, and God said no. It's not for me to take it away, but for you to give it up. You ask God to grant me patience, and God said, no. Patience is produced out of tribulation. It isn't granted, it earned. But as individuals, how can we unleash our pain? So we need to develop a complete lowness of mind and mindset. First, we form good habits, then they form us. Every time I turn around, I see kids fighting. I see y'all pain, young people. There's nobody there to love you. So you can't be two people at the same time. So you become your pain and manifest your weakness as being a strength and hide your love in your pain. When you fight over something, you fight with hate. When you fight for something, you fight with love. Those be the goals you achieve, activities you dare let life take away from your dreams. See, if you must fight, fight for a better you. Not because the one you admired the most didn't see your cry for attention and waiting for that validation to give you the okay to love yourself and be proud of yourself. See, instead, they took the strength out of your character and pleasure their own weakness because this world didn't get a chance to see them manifest their greatness. So when they look into your eyes, they see their own pain, their hurts and scars. So that's what they put in you. See, now life becomes stressful to your aspiration and motivation because they felt like life closed the door of opportunity to believe in yourself. See, now you need to show others how you didn't close the door behind you once you entered success. Only thing you need is an idea to put into motion in your mind, and the world will see the dream manifest all your greatness. Excuse me. You must tell self-doubts, I will deliver to you my confidence and my relentlessness to destroy your request for me to give up so easy in life without a fight. See, I came to the conclusion of the matter. Disregard what is confusing my judgment. Began to act with discretion, and I began to direct my steps because only I can be displeased with my destination, and only I can add a step in the walk of life. Always remember that the heart has the key to success. Only if the mindset receives all the ingredients. These ingredients say it may be difficult, but it's possible, and see the game and see the possibilities and make it happen. These are not the ingredients. They say it may be possible, but it's too difficult, and see the problem and let it happen. You want to change, you have to be willing to be uncomfortable. There are some people who live in a dream world, and there are some who face reality. And then there are those who turn one into the other. So your dreams will never last if you don't persist. And it will not die if you resist not give up. So we need God and Holy Spirit to navigate this problem back on the right track. So you must be able to adapt. That's what's going to enable you to survive this world broken promise. See, what you're trying to do is to reestablish giving people a chance to hold that love in their hand. See, your spirit cannot show you the way until you are clear about the direction you want to travel. If you said, he provoked me, or he made me lose my temper, if so, see, your very words suggest that others are holding the remote control to your emotions. Admit to yourself, I allowed myself to provoke. Acknowledge to yourself, I chose to overreact. See, once you accept the responsibility for your action, you will be better able to change them. See, sensible people will see trouble coming and avoid it. But an unthinking person will walk right into it and regret it later. People can sense that it takes real strength to display self-control, and they will respect you more if you do that. Now, I'm not talking about drama-driven people who just live to make somebody miserable. See, those are the negative people. I'm talking about positive people, always having things to say encouraging to you, and will not force a person to disobey his conscience. See, a soldier cannot serve in two armies at the same time. See, winners and losers. Winners say it may be difficult, but it's possible, and see the gain and see the possibilities and make it happen. Losers say it may be possible, but it's too difficult, and see the problem and let it happen. You must get prepared for the hurdles in life because they're coming, if you like it or not. It is amazing how much talent in this world been overlooked. If only if you could be feel the peace in the unstable place. See, when life blows storms in kids' life, and as well as your own, it's sad that people still hate even on people who are down and out. See, the world has been convinced we serve no purpose, which we actually have gift we was born with. Instead, the hatred within us that has been oppressed and caged in. But we overlook it because of our lifestyle. There are those who have questions about the journey of life. They are afraid to ask. And those who've taken the journey and are willing to do it again. So I want to help those who want to begin a journey but don't know how to start. So you start by changing the mindset and your thinking pattern. See, if your mind can see yourself beyond your current circumstances, only then you could grow. See, analyze the detail of the obstacles, how you overcame them, how a new chapter to your life is being written. What will it say? What will be recorded in people's mind of your life? See, many people look for other people's weakness to make themselves feel stronger. And grant yourself the time to acknowledge how you feel about your insight about life. Stop letting life fears and justify your dreams. Every day is a new day you have to say to yourself, I can enter this race of life, and I can be a winner in life. I heard somebody the other day say he was tired of trying. I said in my mind I was tired of not trying. See, we sometimes give up on things in life too easy. Yes, it's going to be hard because it's life. It's up to you to deal with whatever you are confronted with in life. Sometimes you got to dig down deep and just get it out within yourself. Tell yourself, I can handle this. I can make this work. I just need to gather my mind and get focused in life. So many people in life or so many things in your life clutter your thoughts and your thought pattern. And sometimes you have to get to a quiet place in your life and just sit down so you can meditate and gather yourself. Therefore, keep reaching toward your cry for help and give yourself time to push forward to turn your pain into love. You will adjust your purpose. It's not to get the best from this world, but to give your best to this world so you can refill the peace in the unstable place in your heart. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
He restored my soul. Oh, yeah. another day about a preacher who fell from grace. He begged the church for forgiveness. He realized he made a mistake. And some folks left the church and said, he's supposed to be a man of the cloth. See, they forgot he was the same man that prayed for them when they were lost. Ooh, so glad God is not like man. He won't throw you away after you've done wrong. But I'll pick you up then. Easy to point the finger when the spotlight's not on you. Well, and we would be surprised what we see if the truth come out on you. And you need to show a little mercy and grace for somebody else. And take your foot off your brother and consider yourself.
Ministry and Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard God Didn't Give Up On Me. And the title of this talk was Refill the Peace. We came from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. You know, I would like to thank you, caller, for tuning in tonight. And I just want to wish y'all a safe holiday. I just wanted to give you the message and so that you can go back and enjoy your holiday for the holiday weekend. I know some of you are out there having barbecue. This is a weekend so that you can do that. And I just want to, like, give y'all thanks for tuning in to hear the message tonight. And we're going to end tonight with the two songs and not try to hold y'all up from y'all holiday. And I wish that y'all have a safe holiday. And I just want to thank y'all for calling in and tuning in. Call us and to say that may God bless you. And I keep y'all in my prayer. And so, yeah, I wish y'all have a safe holiday. And we're going to end the show tonight with two songs so y'all can get back to y'all activity and enjoy y'all weekend off.
As it is written, eyes have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of men the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. God hath revealed his word, his Spirit to me, and show me who I am. I love you, Father. This is my testimony.
Here's my testimony. So can you please just dwell with me? Something that you probably relate to. Something that you mentally done been through. I was fatherless, my mama raised two daughters, one boy. Though I knew my dad, situation my mama had with him, kept him from raising me like he probably wanted to. Only 11 on my own, trying to get my mind renewed. And though he loved me, then still he showed me my mind was lost. And then God told me that I was the one, will not forsake me. Told me that my path has just begun, and I'm standing on my testimony. If I just keep my tongue on what I've said, I'm on, then I receive, I read my soul, and I just give you all the glory, cause you show me. You show me, show me. You holy, 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 and you are worthy to be praised, Lord. Sacrificial lamb for me, so I confessed and was baptized. Received the gift of the Spirit, became the temple of God. So I yield to him as he dwells in me, and wash away my sins as I confess on thee. Now I rejoice in my tribulations, speaking the truth over my situation, that in Yahweh's name, whatever I claim will be established unto me. And for his kingdom, in my hands he delivered lions. That's how I know that I'm gonna beat this giant. You can never take my faith away.
but I'm just determined not to quit. I picked up my 666 and I blasted quick. I'm spiritually fit. God brought me out my pit. Now I'm equipped. I throw in faith like a grenade, destroying everything.